Iran accuses Christians of a cultural invasion. Eritrea arrests 30 more believers for praying. China finds itself in the same path Israel trod. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranians are taking action against Muslim background Christians. More than 70 Christians have been arrested since Christmas, raiding house churches to quash what they're calling a cultural invasion of the country. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says Iranians are coming to Christ in large numbers as an underground revival is taking place.
The government is deeply concerned that this is a movement that is reaching significant numbers of Iranians. It's more evidence that the fact that we know that this revival in Iran is taking place.
So what does this mean for the future? Mueller says,
as it's growing, it's causing more and more opposition and persecution by the extremists who would seek to stamp out Christianity in that country. This is a movement of the Holy Spirit that they cannot defeat.
Mueller's asking you to do two things. Pray for those arrested who face torture and death for their faith, and financially support their work. You can find a link at our website or Facebook page. Elsewhere, 30 Christians were arrested earlier in January for holding a prayer meeting. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports some had only recently been released from detention. The believers meeting in Asmara, Eritrea, were members of an evangelical underground church. It was one of all but four religious groups outlawed in the country in 2002. Eritrea follows only Somalia in persecution levels in Africa. Pray that believers there would carry on spreading the gospel even still. You're listening to Mission Network News. When the Israelites left Egypt, they wandered in the desert for 40 years until they forgot the bondage they were rescued from. Well, the Chinese church is experiencing a similar phenomenon. Many who came to North America likely fled the Cultural Revolution. China Partners' Eric Berkland explains.
That mentality had to die off. And now the younger generation is not remembering that, of what their parents or their grandparents went through. And they're much more open-minded to doing God's work, even in a legal way, in China.
Their kids want to go back to their roots, and that's why China Partner is coming alongside the idea of by the Chinese, for the Chinese.
We really are trying to attract young pastors who speak Mandarin from North American Chinese churches to come with us as guest trainers, as guest lecturers, so to speak, to conduct the training.
The Israelites in the desert also drew closer to God. China's church is following the footprints left by Israel's journey. Read the full details online. Elsewhere, Buckner International is now an independent non-government organization in Romania. They began with the launch of the Buckner Foundation Romania 12 years ago. Now they're offering mission trips to help at evangelistic camps and orphanages in north central Romania. They also have an evangelistic follow-up program using Romanian staff as well as a foster care program. There are 7 mission trip opportunities to Romania in 2011. Take a peek at our mission trips at missionnetworknews.org. And the church in India is growing too fast for its resources. Jason Wolford says Christian Resources International is helping. They recently shipped a great crate to an undisclosed area of India.
This particular container that we had sent will be set up as a library and also will be used as evangelistic tools.
In the past, one pastor in India reached 40,000 people with one Bible. The impact could be huge.
We're providing and making a way for foreign pastors and missionaries and theology students and new Christians and basically those that are searching for the truth, we're actually giving them the living Word of God. So while hospitals and food and all of those things are absolute necessary, we're giving them something that will cause them to thirst no more.
CRI's next shipment will be sent out in 2 months to Liberia. Send your extra Bibles, devotionals, and theological books soon to make the shipment. Call our resource line. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Serve is now offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.